You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your hosts, Albany and Dre. Good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much for watching live with Albany and Dre, the Togetherness Podcast, where we talk about life, marriage, and relationships. We're your hosts, and we're happy to be with you week after week. I hope you guys didn't miss us too much last week. We were on a small hiatus, but we're back, and we're excited to be back with you to have some great discussion about things that pertain to life in general, but in particular to marriage, relationships. On Facebook, we have Lenore Duval. What's going on? How you doing? And Kente just stepped in, get vocal. How you doing, Kente? Don't ever do that again. I'll never do what again? I'm not sure what you talked about. Do what again? Shannon is on both Get Vocal and Facebook Live. But again, we would appreciate everyone that listens. Oh, miss a week. I promise. We will try our hardest never to miss a week again. All right. Promise. But we are extremely privileged to be able to come into your homes, your tablets, your iPads, your phones, wherever you watch us from, and engage in conversation with you. And we also appreciate the engagement. You guys just don't allow us to talk to you, but you talk to us also and allow us to learn from you with your comments, your questions, suggestions. So we really, really, really appreciate you. We appreciate the community that we've been trying to build here, and we're looking to build it more. So please share this out with everybody that you can, so that we can help as many people as we can, and so that as many people can help us as well. All right. I am Dre, and I don't pretend to be a relationship guru or marriage expert. I am, however, a man. What's going on, Latina NYC, aka Marisol? I am a man who failed in his marriage and went and got his master's degree in marriage and family counseling. And I want to help people who may have been in a similar situation or the same situation that I was in that led to my divorce, in hopes that they will not find themselves divorced themselves. And I'm joined today with my very amazing co-host who knows her stuff, people. Albany, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I just want to thank everyone for coming with us and joining us on this Togetherness Podcast today. I'm Albany Riggins, and I'm a woman that grew up with a lot of fears in my life. I went through a lot of struggles in my relationship, and I went on this journey where I was trying to find the foundational pieces to how do we help keep a loving, supportive relationship, create that magic in our lives to, you know, just to really to be loved, to be a part of something great, but also to find our way through all the madness, you know, all the missing pieces. We want to just try to figure that out. And so joining Andre Harrison today on the Togetherness Podcast has been a wonderful thing, because we're able to share and be a part of everybody else's life to kind of help go on the journey of relationship. So I'm glad.
True. Do want to shout out Jada, who just entered Get Vocal. Thank you so much for watching. Missed you last night. What happened to your show last night? You gotta just like we were missed last week, we missed you last night. Today we want to get into a very specific topic. Sometimes we find ourselves in and maybe you've experienced this yourself, but sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where the person that we married, the person that we love, our partner, has sort of gone through or is going through a slump in their, how do I say this? I don't want to say depression, but have found themselves in a place where they don't see themselves as highly as they should. They're going through self-esteem challenges. And today we're going to talk about some of the things that we can do to actually help our partner's self-esteem grow, so that they can become more confident and they can become more secure in their marriage, in their relationship, and in themselves. Shannon says she's taking all the notes. Jada says, this is so real. I can't say everything that she said, but she said, this is so real. Absolutely. Kente says he needs more confidence. And I think we all do. And sometimes we do things in our relationships that we don't realize we're doing.
Exactly.
That sort of decrease our partner's self-confidence. So we have to be careful how we treat each other in a relationship, in a marriage, especially when we get comfortable.
Right. Right.
When we get comfortable, we tend to say things and do things. When we think our relationship is safe, we tend to stretch boundaries a little bit. And with those boundaries, it could cause our spouse and our loved one to sort of lose that self-confidence that either they may have or that you were trying to build, or they themselves were trying to build. Yeah.
I love it, so, Jeremy.
Thank you. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about it. And please, you may be in a situation today that you just don't feel, you know, good about yourself. And you may be married to somebody that does not feel good about themselves. This show specifically is for you. See how you can help your loved one feel 100% positive about themselves. The things that you can do. Now, are these steps exhaustive? Absolutely not. Everything that we talk about on the show is sort of like a springboard for you to continue whatever work you need to do in your marriage. So we may talk about certain things. These are not all the answers, but these are some tips that will help you lead to the answer or get you started in the direction of finding whatever answers you need to make your marriage dope. Right, Jada?
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, the thing I want, like you said, I like to piggyback on that, is that one thing that we do have to realize is that we need some type of guidelines to follow, right? And we all have been through some things and we've had some experiences and we can learn from one another. We don't have all the answers. We too struggle every day in our, you know, in our lives too. And we're trying to find meaningful ways to share so other people can actually not only just try it, but they can also find their own solutions to their problems that they're experiencing their own relationship. So this is by no means like the flat line or this is the way it is. It's just something to just think about and to consider in your life every day when you're doing your relationships and living life. So I like it. Five things you can do to help support. Five things, Ray got his hand. Five things you can do to help build self-esteem in your partner. So we're gonna talk about some of the things. I think we should kind of talk about some of the do's and the don'ts, right?
Yeah, definitely the do's and the don'ts. And let's start with the first and most obvious thing, all right? Compliments. Okay, compliments. Now, this is the first and obvious thing. We all love compliments. We all love compliments, especially positive compliments. When I mean positive, I'm talking about specifically for ladies, compliments that help your self-esteem and make you feel good about yourself and not make you feel like a piece of meat. That kind of confidence, all right? So a compliment, all right? There are things that spouses can do, right? I remember seeing a commercial a couple of years ago where the guy, it was a Snickers commercial, I think. Mm-hmm. And the guy was sitting on a couch or sitting somewhere, and his wife came in and said, "Do I look fat in these jeans or whatever, in this dress?" And he bit on the Snicker at that point. I was like, you know, it looked good. So sometimes we find ourselves in our marriage where we got way too comfortable. And we may have missed a step physically. In fact, true story, I kid you not, this happened just yesterday. Well, today. My uncle came to visit me, right? He came to visit me. And we're hanging out, him and his wife, we're sitting, we're talking and whatnot. And calls me up today and says, "Dre, I got to talk to you." I said, "Hey, what's up? Everything all right?" He says, "Yeah, yeah. You know, you're putting on a little weight, right?" And like, he's like very into fitness. I said, "Man, Uncle Jake, I know, man. I feel like I'm losing my step." He said, "Listen, you can't be losing your step. You got to get back on it." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sometimes we need the truth, but then there are times where we really need to feel good about ourselves, and our spouses sometimes that first source to help us feel good. Compliments make our spouses feel good about themselves. Am I saying be dishonest? Absolutely not. But it's your job to make your wife or your husband feel good about themselves. And there's things that you can do to make them feel good about themselves. And one of the things is compliment their looks.
Right.
From if they got their hair done, nice outfit. Mm-hmm. If Bae got her feet done and her toes looking sweet, babe, your toes look nice. Very nice. Like compliments like that, especially on their looks, make them feel good about themselves. Right. What do you think, Albany?
I think that's a start, right? We love the compliments. Mm-hmm. As women, we do. But I also feel like complimenting their efforts, you know, complimenting mm-hmm. them when they're trying to do things to you know, make them feel like, hey, I see that. I see what you're doing. So a lot of times as women, we do want to be seen. We do want to feel heard. We want to feel cherished. We want to feel supported. We want all these things. So I think, you know, like when we're trying to do things, like we're going that extra mile to look good on that special day for you. Or we're trying to put on this really nice dinner, you know, planning this nice day, just acknowledgement. And the word acknowledgement is funny to me right now because it was a conversation. But anyway, just acknowledging the efforts. You know, when people are, when you're in a relationship and you're doing things for one another, I feel like acknowledgement is very important. And sometimes we struggle. I struggle with that myself, just making sure that I'm fully aware of what it is that I'm doing. But at the same time, just really, truly allowing them to feel seen, feel heard. I think those are important.
Acknowledgement. Shannon wrote, compliment them and their efforts, which goes along the lines of acknowledge their efforts. That's a big thing. People who feel like very low about themselves, have low self-esteem, sometimes feel like they can't do much. And maybe you're in a situation where your spouse just don't do much at all. Complimenting them on what they are doing and how well they're doing it will help motivate them to do more, do extras. It's like having I'm not saying like your relationship should be like a boss and an employee relationship, but you can get more employees to buy in to a system by allowing them to feel like they're appreciated. When people feel appreciated, they tend to go over and aboard for whatever it is that they're working for or whoever it is that they're with. If they feel appreciated, we got to make people feel appreciated, and compliments is one of those things. Compliment their clothing, their taste in things. Compliment what they like. You know, babe, those are some nice shoes, babe. Like, you got some good taste. I like those. You know, that's a cute pencil skirt. Like, turn around, babe. good choice, babe. Good choice. Like, things like that.
Right.
It really, not only does it help the other person feel good, it helps bring spice to the relationship. Help brings activity in the relationship. It helps put deposits in the love bank for nightly withdrawals in a relationship. You know what I'm saying, fellas? You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling, like, husbands, you know, especially when it comes to our wives, they look for certain things from us. And one of those things is that we still see them as beautiful. We still are willing to compliment them. And save the compliments for your wife. Save them for your wife. If you are a very positive person, monitor the type of compliments you give to everybody else, but make sure your wife knows that she's the only one that you have eyes for.
Right.
All right. Another thing that we can do to help build the self-esteem of somebody that we are in a relationship with, somebody that we're married to, is not to lash out or explode when there are disagreements. Right. And when I say that, don't put the other person down in a moment of anger, and especially in an aggressive way. Before I move on, my cousin Jackie says on Facebook, I agree, but have issues. Women love makeup. Wait.
What?
All right, cousin, we're about to go into a heated, I'm going to read it, guys. I'm going to read it, all right? This is my cousin. You can get at him on Facebook if he says something out of pocket.
Uh-oh.
All right? That's blood. Like, I love him, but he's going to have to hold himself accountable for this. Let me see what he says. I agree, but have issues. Women love makeup. Some like a lot. Some only like a little. Many don't need. So men are expected to like, appreciate, and compliment the effort process of bringing out the beauty. But at times, it can hide the beauty. Ooh, I like that. So how can a man genuinely give a compliment on something they feel isn't needed and continue to give it?
But you know what? I can answer this. Can I answer this?
Please. I'm not about to touch this.
Okay. So listen. Okay, women, when we wear makeup, it just enhances the beauty, right? So the beauty is already there. It doesn't matter what you think, isn't it? The beauty is already there. So you find the things that you really love, you like. Her eyes. You ain't got to enhance the eyes. If the eyes are just beautiful, they're just beautiful, right? So you can find compliments in any little thing. I love the way your skin feels. I love the way you you walk. I love the way you talk. I love the way you carry yourself. Find those things to compliment. If you don't like all the makeup and the glam, just say, you know what, you have so some beautiful skin underneath all that makeup. Your skin is beautiful. I love your hair. You know, I love your curls. So find the beauty in that. And make her feel wonderful.
Gentlemen, you taking notes? All right, take notes.
Don't say you don't have to wear all that makeup. You know you got some good with your skin.
Yeah. I guess it's how you approach it. Makeup looks good on you. You know, you really don't need it, but I like how you accentuated your features with your makeup. Good job.
I love the way you lipstick make your lips look so perched.
So full.
Full.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So guys, if that's something that you want, he says so compliment around it. In essence, yeah.
You find the truth in everything.
Yeah, you find the truth in it. Yeah. All right. Shannon says her lip gloss be popping. True. Lenore says the beauty is there. Women just like to enhance. And this is coming from Lenore. Deval is a makeup expert. So if you are having a wedding, a Sweet 16, Sweet 16 season is coming up, and you want somebody to do makeup, please go on Facebook and hit up Lenore Deval. She's commenting on the feed now, the chat now. And she says, the beauty is there. Women just like to enhance what they have. Compliment everything else. Mention you don't need it at all. That the natural beauty is enough. But if they feel better with it, you love it either way. So yeah, I feel that. Good job. Very nice, Lenore. All right. So back to number two. Don't lash out or explode. You will get everybody will get upset in the relationship. And sometimes you're going to say things that you don't mean. And if you do, make sure that you apologize quickly. Like, because in the heat of an argument and passion with offenses, when you feel offended by something, we tend to say things that we really don't mean, do things we really don't mean. You need to apologize right away and try to take whatever it is that you're feeling at that moment and not suppress it, but channel it in the right way where it's going to bring healing to that situation. And what people tend to do is they lash out. They start offending and disrespecting somebody in their relationship out of anger. And it causes that person that's being offended, so that person that's being lashed out against, to feel low about themselves. Right. That's a hard place to put somebody that you love,
really love. So let's talk about this for a minute. That's a good point. We're talking here about lashing out on someone that you love. You're in a relationship with someone and you have found yourself in having a disagreement and you're deciding to lash out. At that moment, we take our relationship into our hands, into our own hands, the person is lashing out, and we're pretty much saying, hey, it doesn't matter what you say or what you do or how you think, this is my expression, and you have to be ready to take full responsibility for what happens next, right? You have to be ready and prepared to understand that you have to be accountable for what you left, the residue that you leave behind, because not only are you causing disrespect between the relationship, but you're also wounding your partner. And so when we wound our partner, we have to pick up the pieces. We got to shove up all the broken pieces because you didn't shatter their heart all over the ground. And you got to pick it up, and then you got to pick them back up all over again and build them back up. Because whether we want to recognize it or not, as we go through this journey of relationships, our relationships are affecting us every single day. And we may not feel like our self-esteem comes from our partner, but we should consider this, that we have an effect on one another every time we interact in our relationships. So relationships is all about building and being relatable. So we need to be able to have those arguments, but not damage each other in the process. Yeah.
So you mentioned something that really stuck with me, and that was wounded partners. We are going to do a show on that. Like, so that's going to be a topic, so stay tuned for that. We're going to do
partners, y'all.
Yeah, wounded partners. All right. But yeah, absolutely true. A couple of comments that I wanted to read. Shannon said, By the way, what's going on, Leah? Stephanie, how you doing? Welcome to the Get Vocal. And she said, don't lash out or explode. There is life and death in the tongue. Very true. And no, Shannon, I am not passing gas over here. I have the sniffles. So I feel myself like having to breathe in. I want to make sure that I have it on mute. All right. See if any other comments. It was funny comments. I didn't have to read that out loud. Sorry. And Lenore, you're welcome. You're welcome for the shout out. Keep doing your thing. And I'm hoping that your business explodes. All right. Yeah. But I think that that's extremely important. Extremely important. Another thing that leads into that is, you ever been in a conversation and with somebody that you really care about, and they are always interrupting you, as if what you have to say isn't important, and you must listen to them and hear them only. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another thing that causes people's self-esteem to, you know, go down. And I remember being in a situation like this where I would say things and always get interrupted, always, right? And it started to make me feel like, okay, well, maybe what I have to say isn't valued, so maybe I shouldn't say anything at all.
Maybe it's not important, right?
Maybe it's not important, you know. So Marisol says eventually you just stop talking. Yeah, and that's because you don't have the confidence anymore to say what you have to say, because you don't feel like your partner is valuing what you have to say. Value what your partner has to say. Even if you think it's silly, let them say it and listen to them, and because it's who they are. It's what they feel passionate about or what's important to them. Even if it's not something that's important to you, allow them to express it, because it makes them feel good about themselves to help build that self-esteem.
And then, you know, when you were saying that, a thought came to me about when we don't allow our partner or allow each other to speak. It's almost as if, like you said, you don't have value, but you don't even respect, or you feel like what they say has no meaning. It doesn't hurt any way, it doesn't matter. So therefore, they feel like they're not heard in the relationship. Yep. That creates so many layers of feeling like, hey, I can't even express myself to you. You don't hear me, you don't get me, you don't understand me. And so you'll eventually shut down that low self-esteem, or that confidence level in that relationship is not going to be as strong as it should be. That partner does not believe, like, if I say something, you're just going to shut me down anyway. So I might as well not even say anything and just go with the flow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happens.
Yep. Yeah, so yeah, it's very important. Another thing about lashing out and exploding is avoid the but yous. Okay, avoid the but yous. What you got probably say, what's the but you? So you're in a situation where your spouse is coming to you and is saying something that you may have done that hurt them, and your initial response is, but you da 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 da, or but you did this da 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 da, or but you 10 years ago did that da 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 da. You know, so avoid the but yous, because again, that's still you deflecting from what they're trying to express or what they're trying to communicate, and they're not feeling heard. So one of the things that you can do is not to lash out and make sure that your partner is heard, which leads into the third thing. All right, and this is all Albany's. Don't dismiss your partner.
Don't dismiss your partner. That's the third thing you can do.
Yeah, I have a question. Does this go along with even like when in a marriage, you know, the Bible says not to deny your spouse intimacy, mm-hmm. Except for the time of that you guys agree upon. Goes along with that also?
I would agree that every single thing that you and your partner discuss, or he asked or she asked, I think that we should take it in consideration, and we should not dismiss anything. I think it is important, it's vital for the relationship to have the heartbeat, is that we take everything into consideration, what's being asked of us, what's being said, what is needed. And I think that even if you're not in agreement to whatever it is that they're requesting, and I'm not saying demanding, I'm saying requesting, that we have a conversation about it. I mean, sometimes we don't have to have the conversation, but sometimes we need to have the conversation, because there may be an underlying issue that we need to discuss, the reason why I can't fulfill the need or the request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. I want to shout out LA who just entered the room and get vocal, and everybody else that's watching on Facebook. Thank you guys so much for watching. I think I shouted out Leah also, but if not, what's going on, Leah? And thank you so much for watching. Yeah, but I definitely agree. I think whenever you dismiss somebody, it's just I think that's one of the ultimates when it comes to disrespect.
Right.
Very, very like my kids. I have students, right? Uh-huh. And one of the things I will not do is shoo them away, or if I'm busy helping up a student, like, so like my kids, my students, I have 30 students in my classroom, and all my students, whenever they want my attention, they want my attention right there. So I can be in a discussion or helping out a student, and another student will literally put their work right in my face between me and whatever it is that I'm doing, and say, "Look, Mr. Harrison," and I take the paper. I take the paper, I look at it, and I say, "You know, you have to practice patience. I will be right with you, okay?" And I give it back to them. So I acknowledge them. I don't just say, "Stop, go away." I make sure that they acknowledge and try not to dismiss them. I know how it feels to be dismissed. I know how it feels to have something to say and I'm shooed off or dismissed in any way. It makes anybody feel very low or unappreciated, maybe even invisible.
Right. And that goes back to that wanting to feel seen. And I can really agree, because I've been there several times. I have experience with being dismissed. I mean, even in your thoughts, mm-hmm. you can share a thought with your partner, and your partner just totally just dismiss your thoughts, your vision, your dream, your goal.
Yeah.
And that's not a good feeling, because what does that do? It really, truly omits everything that you're trying to establish in your own life. So guess what? It causes you to feel like, well, maybe I don't need to do it. Or maybe I'm not good enough. You start having these thoughts.
But you know, and that's a dangerous place to be in for a relationship, because I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Let's say you know, my wife is sharing a dream with me, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, right? And she's feeling low about herself,
right?
All right, Tim, the copy guy, is gonna be at the copy machine one day, and he's going to be listening to the dream. He's going to stop by and say, "That's a very nice dream." And he could be, you know, 6'3", you know, muscular, you know, bearded, all that stuff, got good style and whatnot. And he's listening to my wife share her dream, and he's interested in it. You know what's going to happen? I may risk losing my wife to the man that's supporting my wife's dreams.
Wow.
It's very important to make each other in a relationship and a marriage feel like they're a part, like they're welcome, that you are into them, you're interested in them, yeah. and not dismiss them. I wanted to read a comment on Facebook. Boy, Junie Zay asks, "What's up? It's been a long time since Tottenville, brother." He says, "Interruptions. If it's constant, then maybe you should address it. Sometimes you have so much to say, because either you're elated with new information, such as a job or a new friend, technique, accomplishments, etc. Be vocal enough and keep in mind you have two ears, one mouth. We must listen more and evaluate the situation, and possible patterns might present itself." That's right. Good stuff. That's good stuff.
That goes back to being self-aware about what it is.
Yeah.
What it is that, you know, what's going on, and follow those patterns.
Yeah. And Lenore on Facebook asks, "Where's the copy guy at?" With the eye emoji.
Copy guy. Go to the coffee room down the hall.
Especially with that description I gave, right? Yeah. But yes, it's extremely, extremely, extremely important to support each other's dreams, goals, and never dismiss at all. What else? What's that?
I said I like that one.
Yeah. All right. Another thing that you mentioned earlier when we was going through the pre-show is extend trust.
Right.
Extend trust.
Is it
important? Yeah. Go ahead. Trust is one of those things that makes somebody feel like feel empowered in a relationship, and they feel good about themselves knowing that somebody else trusts them. And like All right, so I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. I don't think my sons watch this, right? So when I want my sons to do something, right, I make them feel like I trust them to do this one particular like task, and I can only trust them to do this one particular task. So I'll call them over. Hey, listen, see the dishes? Like the way you did the dishes last week, that's how I want them done. Like you did an amazing job. You know what? I trust you to do these dishes, and I know you can do a good job on these dishes. Last time you did it, you got around the pot, the burnt rice, you got it up. All right, you got it. Like that's what I want. I trust you to do this now. So go ahead and do it. All right, and they get empowered. Yeah, okay, yeah. And then they do it, and they do it to the best of their ability.
Right.
I usually have to go behind my 11-year-old to rewash the dishes, but at least he tries. You know, right. I give him that push. Even at work,
lift them up even more, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. Good. Make them feel trusted. When my boss or my coworkers feel like I'm trusted at work, I feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. You know, in a relationship, it's the same way. When you know that your spouse trusts you, right? It makes you feel good in a relationship.
You're wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Steph. Yeah, makes you feel good in a relationship. I think that extending trust is a very good thing. So if you're in a situation where you didn't do a great job showing your spouse that they can be trusted, you got to give them the opportunity to receive that trust and extend it to them so that their self-esteem would build up.
Because no person wants to feel like they're not trusted in the relationship. It would tear them apart. You won't feel like you're free in your relationship, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And that's gonna affect how you feel about yourself.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, actually, the first relationship I got into, when after my divorce, mm-hmm. Something had happened, right? And what she did sort of hurt me. And she said, I know you're angry with me. I said, no, I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. And she like began to tear up. And I was like, wait, what are you crying? Like, I'm not angry. Yeah, but you're disappointed in me. Like, you know, you lost trust in me. And it made her feel low about herself. So I think that's a very good point that she brought up, and a good discussion topic when it comes to extending trust in a relationship. When you have two people that trust each other emphatically, there's not much that can happen to break that relationship apart.
Exactly. It's strong. Yeah. I think trust is a very solid foundation that you need to have in your relationship. And I think I think in the beginning, you give it to the freak, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then you build upon it. You know, everybody deserves that level of trust until they show you something different. But I think that it's something that you have to build upon. You give it, and then you keep building. And then when you have these little things that happen, you kind of work through it. But you still are building upon it. You're still creating more, you know, opportunities of trust in your relationship.
Yeah. Steph said, my dad would make me feel really bad when he say he was disappointed in me. He never spanked her. Yeah. And she also says, trust no ninja. Steph, I don't trust any ninja either, because they're assassins and they come in like night and dark places to kill people. So I don't think I would trust a ninja either. That's a dad joke, by the way. That's like a corny dad joke. Sorry. It's what I do.
So Dre, let's talk about that that piece about disappointment. When we do, that's just a feeling that we have, like when something happens in our relationship and we do get disappointed. I don't think there's anything wrong with us being disappointed with our partner, but what I do think is that we can share. I think we should share how we feel. I think it's important that we share how we feel. But I think at the end of the conversation, we have to leave them in a place where we build them up. We extend ourselves to them to build them back up, and not to leave them down here feeling like neglected, dismissed, and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Because we're not perfect people. So we're not going to do everything perfect. But as we go through this journey of relationships, we learn how to relate to one another. So we constantly are building and establishing ourselves in our relationships. It doesn't matter if it's new or if it's old. This is work that we have to do daily. And in order for us to really be stronger, we have to do this work. We have to understand where each other's positionings are. We have to understand what each other's needs are. And conversations have to be had in order for us to be able to fulfill this and to keep each other's esteem lifted.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very true. I think very important. And again, like I said before, if you have that in your marriage, there's not a lot that's going to come between you guys. Yep. Not a lot that can come between you guys. Next thing. This is the fifth thing, but we can even talk about more is supporting them in their desires, which goes into we talked a little bit about this when it came to not dismissing your partner. Mm-hmm. Supporting them in their desires. We all have dreams. We all have desires. But I do want to say before that, one of the things that we must do is make sure that our responsibilities are taken care of. Make sure that our responsibilities are taken care of. We should not be trying to chase our dreams if we have responsibilities that need to be taken care of. We should not be trying to travel the world and make sure we see every single country and every single continent when we got children at home to take care of. All right, so we all have dreams, we all have aspirations to do things, but we also have some of us have responsibilities that we need to tend to, and that should be a primary focus. So I'm not trying to kill your dreams, I'm just trying to put things into perspective for you. Don't sacrifice your responsibilities for your dreams, because then you'll find yourself in a world of hurt. With that being said, in a marriage, in a relationship, you should be supporting each other's desires, supporting each other's dreams. That's one, I think, and I'm glad you brought this up.
Right.
That's one of the most amazing things that a couple can do or a spouse can do to make their spouse feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good.
Very,
yeah.
Very good. I think that supporting them, not only just in their dreams, but supporting them in their endeavors, everything that they do. I think that we should be in relationship to one another. I think that we should be willing to fully stand with our partners and support every effort. Even if we disagree, we don't have to. I can remember a conversation a young lady had, and I saw myself in this position one time too, that I have this desire to do these things, to have this business, and it was like an expensive hobby, right? So her partner was sitting there and he was like, hey, you're doing all of these things and this is money, you having to buy this, doing, you know, buying into this tech, buying into this program and doing these things like this. And then it comes to a defining moment where she said, you know what, in order for my business to grow, I need to expand a little bit. I need some support. And her husband, she was like, how can I bring this to my husband where he feels like this is just an expensive hobby, but this really would take me to another level. But he has to be able to see the vision, right? Because if he's not able to see the vision, he doesn't see the need, right? Because now you're finna take money out of the pocket, out of the household, to this expensive hobby that is not making us any money. And so she's saying, you know what? I really, really need him to support me in this. And for me, when I had that opportunity, I said, you know what? I don't want to be a burden, but I really need him to understand this vision and see things. So I think that it goes on to, it's a two-way thing that we have to be willing to show where the need is, but also allow them to see what it is that we're doing. So they don't understand some of these things when it comes to entrepreneurs. People that are not entrepreneurs, they don't understand the business of entrepreneurs. So when you have a relationship, you're in a relationship and you the entrepreneur and your partner's just the businessman or the businesswoman working a 9-to-5, they don't truly understand all the ins and outs to what it takes. So when you are trying to do this and you need support, make sure that we keep an open mind about how do we gain the support. It may not be them putting their hand and their foot in the business or doing these things, but it's certain things that we should be willing to extend ourselves to it, to show them the need for. Likewise, that we should be willing to be understanding to what where their stance is, how they see these things.
Yeah. And a big thing about that is communication.
Right.
And talking about those things. Imagine, like, if I had, let's say, and this, I don't know, like, I'll be a teacher all my life. Mm-hmm. So that's never going to stop. But, like, let's say I came to an epiphany. Mm-hmm. And I tell my wife, you know, babe, I don't know if I want to teach anymore. I think I'm going to go and sell microphones mm-hmm. for the rest of my life. I'm passionate about electronics and I want to sell microphones. That's going to be a tough sell for my wife to buy into.
Right.
Especially since, you know, I would be probably like the, let's say I'm the primary breadwinner mm-hmm. in the home. And now I want to quit my job to pursue a career selling microphones. To me, it's like the most amazing thing in the world, mm-hmm. right? But to her, it may sound ridiculous, but it's a dream that her husband has. She's in a situation where she wants to support her husband through this ridiculous dream he has, but she's going to try to work it out. One of the things that she can probably do, and this is just and this is open for discussion. What's up, LA?
I'm sick.
Oh, poor thing. Yeah. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
One of the things that she can probably do is say, "All right, you want to quit your job to sell microphones? Okay, let's sit down and let's create a plan. Let's not quit your job yet, but let's sit down, let's create a plan. And let's see how this plan would look. And once we create this plan, let's see how our lives would look a year from now,
right.
3 years from now, 5 years from now. And I want to support you in this. Microphones may not be my thing, mm-hmm. but I want to see if we're able to do this because I know that there's a lot of famous people that use microphones like Jay-Z and Beyonce. So maybe we can sell them some very expensive microphones and get rich. But that's neither here or there. Let's see what we can do and let's plan this out. And it doesn't mean it doesn't the type of dream that they have is irrelevant. It's the communication behind it and letting them know, okay, you have responsibilities. I want to support you through your dreams, but let me not encourage you to dismiss your responsibilities so you can pursue your dreams. Let's see how we can use those responsibilities to fund your dreams to a point where you don't need to work the way you do, and your dreams are now funding you. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. There's all kinds of ways that we can do, and the support doesn't necessarily have to be them actually standing side by side with you doing all of those things. But what it can be is that they are behind the scenes supporting you with helping with the children, helping with the house cleaning. You know, it's different ways that you can extend support to your partner.
Very true. Very true. And how are we doing tonight, LA?
I'm
other than
I'm
sick.
Ill. Yeah, I'm uh-huh. ill. But I think, first of all, I jumped in by accident. Second of all, I did want to make a comment when you guys were talking about trust.
Yeah.
That I recently met someone, I think it was last weekend or so, and you know, you make a really great connection with someone, and trust in the beginning after being scorned before in your life is really difficult when you're starting to get to meet someone new.
Yes, it is.
Really hard thing to establish when it's so hard to be vulnerable again.
Absolutely.
Out there. And to have a partner that you can communicate with and that is supportive and understanding of how difficult that is to make that jump, that's a good basic start of something. And in terms of establishing trust, I know that if you're both really open with one another, patience, or where you may feel a little bit insecure in that relationship, when I want to reach out to people that I was kind of talking to and let them know that, hey, I've met someone. We can still be friends. And I want to be able to talk to you in front of the person that I'm now seeing so that there's no bad energy or blood, so that that person knows that anyone who's around me is somebody that can be around him as well. I think that's important in terms of establishing trust. I'm going to get out now because I'm going to see you soon.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Shannon says, trust when broken is like shards of glass. No one wants to be cut again.
They absolutely don't. And it shatters. It really literally shatters your self-esteem when you have been broken.
Yeah.
And you've had these issues with trust in your past relationship, and then you're going into another relationship or getting to know someone, trying to develop a new relationship, and you're trying to let go of all of these barriers and these layers that you've had, and you're trying to work your way through these things. And it's sometimes it does, you do find it kind of difficult to just open up and just share parts of you that you really don't know. Can I really just go here? You know, you gotta do this all over, and it's like walking on eggshells. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't wanna share this piece of me right now. Or, you know, I really need to get used to opening up again, because before I was shut down, or before I was told I was dismissed, right? So it's all kinds of things that go on with that.
Yeah, and imagine, like, just the consistent dismissal makes anybody feel low about themselves. Some of us have mommy and daddy issues because we really didn't get the acceptance from our parents that goes into relationships. And then when we get married, we're not getting the full acceptance from our spouse, or we're not giving full acceptance to our spouse. Maybe it's because we were in a relationship before and we were still dealing with shards of glass, and we're cutting up our spouse, not realizing it. We got to fix that up. Yeah. Mommy mayhem and daddy dysfunctions, that will turn your whole world upside down. Steph says, as soon as you get hurt again, people will say, oh, you didn't learn from the time before, the last time. Mm-hmm. You're getting with guys that aren't trustworthy. The rhetoric in your head, it never ends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very true.
That's why it's important to do that mental health work, right? I think that we need to really work as individuals on our mental health.
Yeah.
That would help us to be able to see and think differently.
Yeah. And Lenore says, that's probably why I'm still single. Very, very hard for me to trust again. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's something that we really need to work through it. Mm-hmm. We really need to work through, because I feel like we're limiting ourselves when we're not allowing ourselves to trust and be open. And you know, some of these things I struggle with myself with being, you know, just being a person in general, just living life, you know. Even it doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship between a man and a female in a romantic relationship. It's just with relationships in general, being hurt, period, will cause you to kind of like withdraw, because you've always seen yourself in that light of, hey, I extend myself and someone always hurt me. Someone says the wrong thing. Someone do the wrong thing and it hurts me. So you got, your heart is like just fragile. And you're trying to figure out, well, how in the world can I, how can I open myself up and just allow myself to just feel good about me and trust the process, right?
Yeah. Yep. Stephen says, never enter a relationship. Wait, let me scroll up again. Never jump into a relationship from a place of need.
Right.
Very true. Totally. Very true. Yeah.
Totally. Yep. Never jump into a relationship in a place of need. I think that it's a healthy boundary that you should set for yourself, that you fulfill your need. You make sure that whatever it is that you feel, if you need love, you have to give love to yourself first before you can expect someone else to give you. And I think that helps with your self-esteem too. So like, if you're broken, and you got enough love for yourself to say, you know what, okay, I'll be all right.
Yep. Free Dad just entered the room. And Stephen, I didn't acknowledge you when you came in. How you guys doing tonight? Hope you're having a wonderful evening. All right, we have a few more minutes left. So make sure you guys support each other's desires. And if you know your spouse is having issues with low self-esteem, no matter how asinine you may think it is, support their dreams and their desires. Come up with a plan. And fellas, I'm telling you now, fellas, some of you may be in a situation where your spouse may not need to work and they're a stay-at-home mom. And sometimes they don't feel like they're doing enough, right? And they may want to start a side business. You know what's going to make you look real sexy in your wife, stay-at-home wife's eyes? By you supporting her dream. And even if they say, babe, I just want to make some extra money for myself, can I sell candles on the side? Babe, what do you need? It's like $400 to get started. Here's $500. Take the $400, get started, and go get your nails and hair done so that you look good for your first meeting. Like, you want to look sexy in your spouse's eyes, gentlemen. Right. Things like that would do the job. All
looking
right,
sexy,
like
that would do the job. I like that idea. Right? looking sexy in your this is for the fellows. You said looking sexy in your spouse's eyes when you do extend support in that way.
Like that's like putting in like money in the like putting the making deposits into the love bank, right? And that's like protecting yourself for overdrawing, like, you know, that's like that's like, you know, immediate interest being built immediate. So support your spouse's dreams, and but again, for the ladies, and this, there's a flip side to that,
right?
Recognize the difference between potential and a man that's really walking and doing those things in there, walking in that direction to fulfill their dreams, and they're able to take care of themselves while doing it, and not dismissing their responsibilities. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but facts is facts. Steph wrote earlier when it came to responsibilities, how some guys are pursuing careers rapping, and they aren't taking care of their own kids. And it could be for rappers or any kind of career. I'm saying, right? You have dreams, ladies. Stop going for stop going for guys that have dreams and aspirations, and they're not able to take care of their own responsibilities. That's a red flag. And if they're not able to take care of their responsibilities now, chances are, when you get with them, they're not going to take care of you. They're going to go and chase their dreams. And is it like that for everybody? Absolutely not. That one guy can find a girl that makes everything turn around. But that's a gamble that I don't recommend women take. And that's just my two cents right there. And we can that's open for discussion too.
We have a comment over here on Facebook with we have Mark DuPont. He said the same advice applies to coworker relationships as well. Keep yourself emotionally healthy in order to maintain the office. And I think that's important too. And the reason why I feel like this is important, like where people say, hey, work and business, they don't, you don't join them together, you separate the two. I think it's important that we separate the two, but the person that we are and how we show up every day at home, it can spill over to work, right? So we can come into the office and we didn't have a bad day, and we come in and we have this attitude and we kind of like spew it on everybody. We dump all our crap in. So we do need to separate it, but we need to stay in a healthy balance of, of the way we handle ourselves so that it doesn't affect other people that are around us. They have absolutely nothing to do with our experiences that we have in our personal lives and our relationships. Thank you, Mark.
So true. Yeah. My cousin Jackie says, don't go for dreams and aspirations, but a vision and for a vision and a plan.
Right.
So dope, so deep. All right. That's why we family. That's why we family. All right. We're going to get ready to close this show out. Thank you guys so much for being with us on Get Vocal, Facebook, YouTube. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate your engagement. That's one of the things that we want to, this is one of the reasons why we do this, to have discussions, to have this engagement. And we also want to be able to answer some questions that you may have when it comes to our topics. Again, like we don't pretend to be like, you know, experts, but we do have some insight that may be able to help you, and our community may have insight that may be able to help you also. So that's why we're here, to help and to see togetherness happen in your relationships. All right. Yeah.
Do you have any questions out there?
Any questions at all? Hit us up. Hit us up. Marisol says on Facebook. Marisol is on Facebook and on Get Vocal. Pick a place. You and Shannon are bad influences when it comes. Forget it. A vision and a plan that's being put into place. Vision with a plan that's being put into place. Not one that's just always spoken yet, but acted upon. Very deep, very dope. And Lenore says, a good show. Thank you so much. Shannon on Facebook says, great show, Dre and Albany. We celebrate togetherness with y'all.
Thank you.
Jada says, no, it's all support, Dre. Thank you so much. Steph says, nice show.
Thank you.
Yeah. We really appreciate you guys, for real.
We do. Like, we appreciate you all.
All right.
All right.
So let's get ready to close this out. Albany, if you don't mind sharing your social media information and contact information so our people can get in touch with you.
All right. So if you would like to get in contact with me, you can go on my website at albanyriggins.com. You can find me on social media on Facebook at Albany Riggins Relationship Coach, or just Albany Riggins. You can also on Instagram at Albany Riggins. You can send me an email at support@albanyriggins.com. If you have any questions or you would like to join me in a conversation, I am open to that with you.
Yeah, so she put on Soul Glow. I don't have Soul Glow. I got coconut leave-in conditioner, but remember that?
I would
hook myself up and make my hair glow like that. All right. Is that stain on your collar? I hope not. All right. Andre Harrison at, I'll put it up also for you guys to see. On Instagram, you can reach me at Andre_D_Harrison. Facebook at theandre.d.harrison. And on Twitter, at Andre D. Harrison. Twitter is without the underscore or the dots. And also, if you get a chance, please subscribe and click the bell notification on our YouTube channel. That's Harrison Family Vlogs. It's on YouTube. If you search Harrison Family Vlogs on YouTube, you'll find it. And if you search it, it helps us out, because I heard that on YouTube, because it's a search engine, when people search your content and find you and then click subscribe, it's good for you. So hey, go on, watch our videos. We posted up a Q&A video with my sons yesterday, last week, a DNA video, sharing my heritage. Tomorrow, me and my sons will be doing a video giving you guys our review on Avengers Endgame. We're watching it tomorrow at 9 a.m. So we're going early. Then we're going to go do some schoolwork together and probably record it at like a coffee shop or whatever. But yeah. Oh, thank you, my brother. I'm proud of you too. I've been watching you throughout the years, and I really appreciate that. We come a long way from Tottenville, brother. A long way from Tottenville High School. Yeah, so that's how you can reach me, reach Albany. And please, when you get a chance, go on Albany's Facebook page and her website. She has a lot of great videos, a lot of great articles to read, and she has a lot of great insight when it comes to relationships. So please go on her website at albanylriggins.com.
Albanyriggins.com.
All right. This is the Togetherness Podcast. We are your hosts. I do have to say that I'm going to take a little break, only because I have like 3 weeks left for the end of my semester. So I need to buckle down and prepare for graduation, make sure that I finish strong. So for the next 3 weeks, Albany will be doing the show and having guests and continuing on with the Togetherness Podcast.
3 weeks.
It's 2 more weeks for you. It's 3 weeks for me. All my stuff has to be in by the 18th. So I need to make sure that by May 18th, all my work is in, and all that good stuff. So I will also be off of social media. Tomorrow, my last video on YouTube will be uploaded until then. So you won't see much of me on Facebook, on Get Vocal, YouTube, or Twitter for that matter. But so guys, keep me in your prayers. I need to finish strong. All right. This is Masters number 2. I'm excited. And thank you guys so much for your well wishes. Keep me in prayer. I'm going to be watching it, but I won't be engaging much. I'm going to be watching Albany do her thing here on the Togetherness Podcast. All right.
I have something to say. For those of you that are watching, if there's any specific conversations or questions that you all have, please send us emails. Send us some feedback so we can kind of engage with you in the conversations that we have.
Yeah. Thank you. And Boogie's in the room. What's going on, Boogie? I didn't even see you here. Yeah. All right, guys. So everybody have a good night. This is the Togetherness Podcast. We are your hosts, Albany Andre. Again, thank you so much for watching and listening. Have a good night and God bless. We are out. Peace.